This is Gilbert Gottfried, and America, please don't listen to What Is This Blank podcast. It's a terrible waste of time. You've been warned.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the What Is This Blank podcast, another episode. You know, we do movies. We've done TV. And, you know, we have this What Is This Blank as our name. Okay, so we got to fill in that blank sometimes with something else. And we have a hard time of doing that because we love TV. We love movies. It's our life. So it's just kind of, you know. But some videos, if you frequent the TikToks, for some reason have been blowing up. And if you're old enough to know who Corey Feldman is, then you might know what I'm talking about when it comes to all these freaking TikToks of all of a sudden Corey Feldman's freaking everywhere. And we were like, we should talk about that guy because this is crazy. Like, you know, you saw him here and there. He would pop up somewhere and you'd be like, whoa, that's something with that guy. And whoa. And now just seeing everything, we're like, let's talk about him. Let's see if we can spend a few minutes to talk about Corey Feldman. Behind me, you see that, you know, that's, to me, Corey Feldman, Stand By Me. Stand By Me. That kid was a good actor. That was an awesome movie. It's, you know, all-time classic. Shortly after that was The Goonies. Yeah, not as good. For him, I mean, acting-wise, Goonies is a great movie. But, you know, so then there was this kid. He had a lot of promise. Corey Feldman. Like, this kid's going to go, he's going to be big. He's going to go places. And then things happened to the poor kid. No. His mom started dropping him off at parties in Hollywood. You know, I feel sorry for him, but I mean, he's still, you know, alive and kicking, you know. Got a net worth apparently on the internet, if you believe, of about $3 million, which that surprises the shit out of me. The fact that he can continuously pump out music and record songs and stuff baffles my mind. But he still does it. It's Corey Feldman. If you grew up, you remember the Coreys. There was Corey Feldman, Corey Haim. Corey Haim died. I'm gonna guess drug overdose. I don't remember. Do you guys remember? Drug overdose, was it?
Off the top of my head, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
I think it was just one of those things where he was clean for a while and then, you know, went on a bender and took too much and it was more than he currently could handle, if I had to just guess.
Started hanging out with Corey Feldman again. Oh, shit, that's bad. I'm sorry if anybody hears that. I apologize. So, Corey Feldman, I think he's just a little bit older than us, maybe just a couple years. He got started a long time ago. 78 was his first little acting gig. He was Boy Fisherman number one in a movie or show movie called Born Again. And then some of you might be old enough to remember Eight Is Enough. He was on there once. The show Alice, he was on there. A couple other TV shows here and there. There was a Bad News Bears series, apparently, from 79 to 80. He played Reggie Tower for a while there. Little guest appearance on Mork and Mindy. The voice of the puppy in The Fox and the Hound. The puppy dog. I didn't know that. Love Boat. Let's see. Where was it? The new Leave It to Beaver, Still the Beaver. He was on Cheers once. He was Friday the 13th, One Day at a Time. Then somebody says, you know what? we need a kid for this movie. Mm-hmm. This movie where there's all these little creatures that get wet and they populate and they turn into little shitheads. And then he got a big gig in the movie Gremlins. I've seen Gremlins, but it didn't strike into my head that was Corey Feldman until today for some reason. I don't know why. I was like, oh yeah, shit, he was in that. And then he did some other shit. And then, of course, the Goonies. So I guess Goonies was before Stand By Me. I thought it was the other way around. Goonies, if you don't know Goonies, I mean, fuck off. If you don't know Stand By Me, fuck off. Lost Boys, and then I don't know if this was like, I don't know if him and the Coreys were friends before this, but then License to Drive. I don't know if you guys remember that one.
I remember that one.
Yeah. Corey Haim was trying to get his driver's license, and there was an error in the system, and he thought he passed and got his driver's license, but then he didn't, and then he lied to his parents, and oh my gosh, what's he going to do? Duh, he's going to take his parents' car, and a whole bunch of shit happens. Anyways, stupid. Then after that, Corey Feldman just kind of...
The Burbs. He did do The Burbs, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, and he was brilliant in that.
Oh, that's right. The neighbor's kid, right?
Yeah, he was great in that movie.
Okay, so The Burbs, and then after The Burbs, that's probably when Mom started taking him to parties, dropping him off at some Hollywood producer's house where it was a bunch of kids, a bunch of sex, a bunch of drugs, and that was just, that's the way a lot of Hollywood was back then, you know? Some kids didn't make it out. Corey made it out, and it scarred him. Poor little chap. And then we got involved with Michael Jackson somehow. And then,
well, he was young and he was a kid, and
yeah, you know what happens there.
The Michael Jackson checklist: young boy,
yeah,
exists, present,
breathing.
And probably one of the
bad parents.
One of the biggest examples of what is that? Oh my god, it was in my head a second ago. What's it called? Is it called not Munchausen? Florence Nightingale syndrome.
Oh
god, what is it called? Where Stockholm syndrome. There you go. Yeah. So and then he starts, because remember there was that time where he looked like Michael Jackson. He still does every once in a while. He
still does.
I mean, if you've seen some of his music videos, my God.
Yeah.
This guy, somebody told him he could dance at some point.
Did they?
It's probably Michael Jackson. He's like, Michael Jackson said I could dance, so, you know, watch.
Good job, Corey. Good
Look
job,
Look what
Corey.
I can do.
Yeah.
That's ignorant. No.
So, Kevin, I know you and I have talked a little bit, and we would have to stop ourselves. What sort of book do you have on Corey Feldman?
I mean, where do you start? let me do this. All right, here's a good story. Did you guys hear why him and Michael Jackson had a falling out? Like where their relationship strained?
No.
After 9/11, Michael Jackson helped get Marlon Brando, Elizabeth Taylor, Liza Minnelli out of New York with private jets, but refused Corey's request. And at that moment, Corey felt abandoned by Michael Jackson, and that was it. 9/11 ruined their relationship.
That ruined a lot of things.
Just when you think it couldn't get any crazier, my God.
That's like a bad lip.
You left me to die on 9/11. I hate you.
Now I must start Ascension Millennium.
But it's like, cool if I still dress like you, right? I mean, we're good. I can still...
Plastic surgery to look like you. That's good, right?
Because I own a lot of clothes. Oh, my God. Steven, have you had a chance to watch any of the Corey Feldman music videos?
Yeah, I watched Ascension and Get It, or what was that other one?
Doesn't matter.
Go for it.
Oh, go for it. So I watched those, but then I found one from 92 on the Howard Stern show. And there's very little difference style-wise. I mean, same Michael Jackson ripoff clothing.
Yeah.
Same ponytail, same bad dancing. And but you can see he's trying to be like Mike. Like,
oh, 100%.
There's no question. Yeah. And this, yep. And even like, I think someone mentioned plastic surgery. There's something going on because he's very androgynous and his skin's very fair and sculpted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to arouse anybody, but he's very. His look is changing and it looks kind of familiar to something we've seen before.
Yeah.
Like deep thought.
And like back to his music videos and his Today Show performances when he's had like 150 of them, it seems like. He's been on the Today Show 100 times. But when I watch his dancing, it reminds me of one, a little kid that just tells his parents, "Look what I can do," and then does some random jumpy shit. But also, I had kind of brought this up to Kevin the other night, and then I stopped myself. Have you guys both seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning where they go to him and he's playing the clarinet, and it's all like, beep, 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 and he goes to the camera, not one lesson. And then that reminds me.
That's perfect.
A Corey Feldman dancer. He does all of his shit, and it, you know, yeah. You know, my mom said I'm a dancer.
When I watched that Howard Stern video, what I wrote down is like, if that shitty MC Scat Cat was a person in real life, it would be Corey Feldman in that video. His rap, even he does that crappy early 90s like rap break in the song, you know, to make it hard.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Yeah. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. My brain, when I look at this guy, it's hard to put into words what you feel when you watch him, you know? I mean, just again, with the dancing, with how he thinks that he sings good, and he continues to put out albums or songs anyway. It's like Corey, come on, buddy, you're wasting money. You have a net worth apparently of $3 million. Just go chill in your house, bro. It's not going to happen. You're not getting a Las Vegas residency. You know, you're not. It's not going to happen, buddy. You just go there and you watch one of his movies with him.
I do that.
Me and Kevin were talking about a clip last night. We had to stop ourselves as well. I'll speak for myself. I can't help but think like there's some TV exec just like, oh, we can exploit the hell out of him. This is going to go viral for all the wrong reasons. This guy's an idiot. And people are just going to watch this and share it and laugh at him. So yeah. I feel bad for him. I mean, the guy's weird, right? He says some pretty stupid stuff and his music's trash. Like, I'm not even going to. But there's also this kind of evil side to everyone promoting it. It's like, you know, this isn't good. You know, this guy is sick. Like, something's wrong here. And you guys are putting it out like, oh, this is really brave and stunning from Corey. and the Angels.
Oh, the Angels. Those poor girls.
That's got to be drugs. That's got to be drugs.
Well, there was that one. Kevin and I were talking about this the other night, that before, just before one of their Today Show appearances, she was like, nah, I'm good. I'm not going to do it. And he got pissed, you know, and he, like, she shared a voicemail that he left for her and he went off on her. But this is how you know that this is what goes on in Corey Feldman's mind. He actually told this girl, you're never going to work in this town again, because I'm going to call people and I'm going to tell them how unprofessional you are. And you're not going to. He thinks people in the music industry, Hollywood or whatever, are going to be like, oh, Corey Feldman, you're shit. Sorry.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
CF said she's out.
Oh. Poor guy. I mean, that's what his brain is. That's where his brain is at. You know,
this is why it's such a roller coaster, where you dig in one side and you feel bad for him. Then you find like the Angel stuff and then you don't feel bad for him. You're like, screw that guy. And then he's taken advantage of. And you're like, I feel bad for him again. And then, but then I think, you know, if you hung out with that guy, that'd probably be a good night, right? He's probably like a great person to hang out with, but to live that life.
I think he might be, like, if you're friends with him, you know, but if you don't know him very well, I think all he's going to do is talk to you about the shit that he's done and the people that he knows.
I mean, Samwise Gamgee's in for life. Like, he's showing up, he's still hanging out with them and coming in his videos and house parties. You know, he obviously is in for it.
I don't know who that is.
Sean Astin's in the Ascension Millennium video. He was...
Yes. Oh, Goonies. Yeah. Wow. So, we've mentioned it a couple times. Ascension Millennium. So Kevin has this idea that we all bring it up and we all watch it at the exact same time and we all react to it. And then in post, Kevin's going to pop it in that little box over. There's another box here that doesn't have one of our faces in it. And that's where you're going to see some of that stuff. So don't come at us, copyright fucks. Are we all ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess on the count of three, we're going to hit play.
Well,
one. What?
Okay. I was just saying, doing 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. And then on three, we hit play.
Jesus Christ. This is just. Oh, my God. I'm going to say the word. I'm going to say the word play after I count some numbers. Okay. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, play. And you're going to hit it on play.
Right,
we'll
now.
Be close enough. 1, 2, 3, play. First of all, that poor girl. How much did she get paid?
Oh,
not enough.
Zero. That's his girlfriend.
No way.
Oh.
It is. The keyboardist in the Angels is his main girlfriend, he calls her.
Oh, my main girlfriend. Oh, hello.
Exactly.
Whoa, hello.
Hey, hello. All right, let's take a trip around. You think this is an actual house? It has to be, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He wants to show this stuff off.
All right, we're taking a dry shower today, guys.
Yeah.
Dry shower, not wet at all.
Wait, where did the eyeliner... Wait, shouldn't you wash that off? When did you apply the eyeliner?
Hey, hello. No. Where, go back.
I just want to watch her. I don't care about
it. I love how they tried to make it look like it was one take, but there's clearly edit points when in the hallways. It's like, we did this in one take. Whoa, hey.
This house is just full of girls?
Yeah. Hey, it's Michael Jackson. Oh. Look at the trouble he has putting his fucking gloves on.
Well, look at that hair. Look at it.
Yeah, just forget the glove. Forget the... Yeah.
Look at the hair. Look at the clothing. I mean...
This is Michael Jackson. That's all that... I mean...
The ears. Elf.
There's the Goonies. Samwise.
Why does he have, like, a scroll?
Goonies.
He's a hobbit.
Or both? I don't know.
He's got elven bread and scrolls. That's what he does.
Oh. Who the fuck's that guy? Hey, who paid for this video?
Whoa. Why is there a kid in his backyard? The cycle of abuse continues.
I've never heard of Neon Energy Drink.
Now you have. That's why they paid for this video.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to try to find some Neon Energy Drink. I'm going to buy some. Do you think it's his company?
No, it's not. They paid for the video. He crowdfunded it.
How many views does it have? I'll look at that when we're done.
0.3 million.
What?
0.3 million.
So 300,000.
More young children in this home.
Here's the dancing part. And again, so we're gonna have all 10 of you dance. So we're gonna zoom out. And no, you're not zooming out of nothing. I want you on me, waist up. And if I go out of screen, don't follow me. Oh, so then go to the other dancers? No. It's my music video.
Man, the hat, the gloves. Where did he come up with this? Such an original take.
Oh, yeah.
So this chef?
Chef Boyardee there? What did he make him, a quesadilla?
I mean, my toes are tapping.
What's he doing now? Can't figure out how to make his remote work. Pay your cable bill, fucker. That's how it works.
Wait, he didn't eat that food.
I know. That shit is pissed.
What?
I don't understand this part at all. Is this some other band?
That's his. Yeah. That's his voice. Whoa, guys.
Whoa, the house is falling apart.
They're in the middle of a giant stadium.
Wait, I thought the girls played the instruments.
Yeah, I don't understand. He's got two bands?
Those aren't angels. What the fuck?
Whoa, that guitar sounds good for not being plugged in. That's crazy.
How?
What does Ascension Millennium mean?
Rising Millennium? I don't know.
Okay, I guess you, but still.
That doesn't mean it makes sense.
Wait, she woke up.
Your pants, the your blinds pants are on, sir.
Yeah.
I was going to say, nobody goes to bed with rhinestones on. That's.
You didn't brush your teeth. You didn't. That's disgusting.
Okay, get out of here, Ad. Oh, 1.3 million in seven years. Oh, my goodness.
That's not good, actually. That's pretty low.
We'll get past that in 7 years. Corey Feldman official. I recommend going and checking that out, people. It's a real good time.
Wow.
Ascension Millennium. Should we write other words? Nope.
Is your toe still tapping?
Yeah.
No. I mean, if I started playing it again, it'd go back to tapping, probably.
Hey, Corey. <Later. laughs> Corey, what are you doing? Hey, Corey, you want to go on the Today Show today? we'll bump Paul McCartney for you. You want to come on the show?
You like Paul Assassin's McCartney Creed?
Yeah. I mean, Brad Paisley would be here, but he kind of wants to play with you. Want to do some Brad Paisley? Well, that's Good Morning America. Sorry. Don't come at me, Today Show.
Look at the eyeliner in that Egyptian hoodie.
He's got back from Dubai or killing somebody.
That's what's weird when you look at that. That's like, sorry for the mic noise of it. That's like, is there? There's either nothing behind those eyes, or pure evil. I mean, you show that picture on the news story about Corey Feldman murdering all the angels.
You know what's behind those eyes? Knowledge of when the roofie's going in the drink.
Oh, God.
That's what's behind those eyes.
Oh, gross.
Corey, you wouldn't do that, would you? You're not giving those girls drugs, are you? Paint your face. Why does your face look like that? I'm asking you a question. He's going to tell me a secret.
Well, see, you just said secret. I thought he was supposed to unravel or unveil like the big pedo ring in Hollywood, wasn't he?
Oh, God.
We got to talk about that Dr. Oz episode real quick.
Yes, that just popped into my head. Oh, my God.
Dr. Oz did him dirty.
Oh, Dr. Oz. Mehmet, you're a dick.
What?
Mehmet Oz is a cocksucker.
I haven't seen this.
So Corey Feldman goes on his show. And Dr. Oz, a doctor of medicine, says, we did our own background researches and stuff and blah, blah, because Corey, I don't know, he's writing memoir or some shit probably. I don't fucking know. I don't care. Writing a new music video. And he's like, so we've done our own research and, you know, we've kind of looked at backstories and this and that and messages and, you know, everything that's public. And we think we've pinpointed who touched you, who your abuser was. So I'm going to show you a picture, Corey, and can you just tell me, you know, is this the guy who touched you? So he opens up a folder and he shows Corey this picture. Corey's like, yeah, yep, that's him. That's the guy. So Mehmet goes, so do you want to tell everybody who it is? Corey Feldman's like, no, I don't have legal representation and I'm not at a point where I can do that right now. What? Dr. Oz goes, well, you know what? We found the information. We're going to tell him. And he fucking tells who it is.
Who was it?
some producer guy. Oh, producer man. Guy's son or something like that. I've never heard of him. But he fucking... And then Corey, you can tell Corey gives him this face. He's looking at Dr. Oz with that face. Like, you... I literally just said to you, no. But the other part of me...
Spoiled my book.
The evil behind that face had it all planned with Dr. Oz before. So that because here's the thing. He says, you watch it and you really kind of pay attention to it without just going like, oh my God, Dr. Oz, you fucking prick. when you say to somebody, I don't want to say his name, I don't want to talk about it because I don't have legal representation at this time, blah, blah, blah. And then Dr. Oz goes, what about this? And then Corey's like, oh, fuck, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to tell you everything about that. So what about this part of it? Blah, blah, blah. He just fucking starts like diarrhea of the mouth. Just telling Dr. Oz everything, answering every single fucking question, doesn't hold anything back.
That's true.
So it's like, that's holy wild. Shit.
Then he passes off liability. That could easily be. You know, his way of agreeing to it.
Yep. Because, I mean, it's kind of that Dr. Oz would just, like, all randomly have a picture out there and go, is this the dude? You know, without talking it over, you know?
It's like the equivalent of going, there's rumors in the tabloids that you're about to come out of the closet as you know, gay or lesbian, you know. Do you want to do that now? No. Well, we'll do that for you. You are.
Welcome. That's your flag.
Well, and do we really believe Dr. Oz gives enough of a crap about Corey to get an investigation going to research this? This was all fed to him.
Yep. Oh, 100%. I'm still trying to figure out how Corey Feldman gets on these shows.
Well, Dr. Oz, I mean,
it's trash. It's a garbage show.
Yeah.
I have a theory.
All right.
If you notice... Most of the shows and things he's on are in the NBC Universal family tree.
Oh.
I have a theory that somebody who did something maybe inappropriate with him is still working high up an NBC, and he can maybe leverage that into I need an appearance. And because obviously producers of other networks don't want to have anything to do with this guy, but he has a steady stream of appearances on NBC shows constantly.
That is weird that he's been on Today Show 100 and times. Someone
high up is like, no, you should just let Corey be on whenever Corey wants to be on. Like, why? No, just Corey gets to be on when Corey wants to be on.
You know what, though? Because you know how I was saying earlier, like, they're exploiting him? They're not. You're right. I think he's blackmailing them or saying, let me perform Ascension Millennium on your morning show, or I'm going to spill the beans about CEO or boss number two or whatever. That makes a lot more sense.
No other network would touch that crap. It's all NBC Universal Family stuff.
I think you solved the mystery today, sir.
Corey, you got...
I just Dr. Oz'd it.
You want to respond to these allegations?
Nope.
No?
His face says it all. His
Corey, I'll be all. Brave for you. I'll be brave for you.
Oh, man.
Corey, I want you to remember something, okay? You weren't always like this. That's okay. You used to be this. Okay. You used to be this. You're a good kid. You wouldn't do this shit. And then you turned into this.
Cult leader.
Assassin's Creed super fan. I think one of you said that already. Yeah. Something like that. Oh my gosh, this guy. Well, God damn it, guys. He did it to us, too.
What?
He did it to us. Now, all of a sudden, we're giving Corey Feldman airtime.
We solved a mystery, though. I mean, we're doing a service.
Just like 40% of every podcast we've done, someone's touching them boys.
Oh,
I think I might have to think about some of our other episodes. I don't remember that.
Hobgoblins. Someone was touched. Those always young boys, those security guards, and the young boys would just show up for the job and disappear.
Oh, that's right.
Thundercats wasn't a peak moment.
So,
Thundercats. Oh my god.
Jaga was touching them boys.
What, and Panthro with Snarf?
Snarf.
And I think we mentioned it in Home Alone. The Mr. Creepy old guy was...
Oh, yeah.
He was hunting him down first. That's my Home Alone guy.
Has this brought us around full circle? Do we need to, like...
Sylvester Stallone wanted this kid to sleep on him in Over the Top.
Use me as a pillow.
You sleep on me.
That's different.
That's about 40%.
Wow.
Robert Loggia was obsessed with him.
Robert Loggia.
Ernest has a weird affliction for boys at a summer camp.
Yeah.
Little tiny shorts.
Burger King Kids Club.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
With their abs showing. Yeah. You've talked about AC Slater's pants a lot. I remember that.
Holy crap.
I think we've identified a problem here, and it's not Corey. I think it's us.
It's not me.
Or it's every Hollywood movie was about touching them boys. That's not our fault.
If it was me, would I have this little tiny man bun right now?
You gotta lean forward. I can't see it. Oh, hey.
What's... It's hot. I know, like, when women complain about being hot and they hold their hair up, like, oh, my God, oh, fuck, I get it. Yes. I get it. My wife put my hair in it. I said, hey, put one of those little hair bands in my hair. I didn't know she made a little stupid bun out of it.
She'd give you a Legolas.
What?
A Legolas.
Legolas.
Oh, gosh.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, see, I haven't I haven't seen those movies, boys. And I don't plan on it. As soon as you guys watch all three Pitch Perfects, I will watch all Lord of the Rings.
No. Oh, they'll never happen.
Exactly. Yeah, there was a say about you guys. You like watching little tiny men rolling around in the woods with their no shoes on. You guys got a foot thing for little tiny people?
They not respond.
Exactly. Corey. We got him, Corey. We got him. You're rubbing off on me.
That's Sauron was trying to find them boys.
All right. Can we wrap this up? Here's normally at the end of our shows, we do a rating of things. There's no rating of Corey Feldman, right? I mean,
if you really wanted to be, I mean, if you rated him as an actor, that he'd come out good. I mean, good. He was a good actor. I mean, it wasn't just he was in good movies. He was good actor in those good movies. If you rate him on just being a human being or like a music.
He's been an actor 119 times. And of the good acting roles, you've got Stand By Me. What did you say? The Burbs?
He was great in that movie.
Goonies-ish, Gremlins. But then, I mean...
Lost Boys. He was great in Lost Boys. Bad News. He was in Bad News Bears?
A TV show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a TV series. It only lasted for 2 seasons.
But anyway, I mean, it's a higher percentage of great movies than most actors. I would just say that. You know, that's a pretty good IMDb list, even if there's garbage all over the place.
Like three or four?
Oh, no. He was also Donatello in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Are we just skipping past that?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And he was the voice of Little Copper in Fox and the Hound.
Come on. I mean, so I don't. Yeah, I don't even know how we rate. Do we just?
I don't know. As an actor, you know. Anymore. No, God, no. Well, I don't think he should act anymore either. Shit. I mean, you can tell just by that music video that he's lost everything. Sorry, bud, you don't got it.
I'll give him two neon energy drinks. That's what I'm rating him.
I will give his angels two secret burner cell phones so that they can get the fuck out of there. Listen, Corey Feldman Angels, if you're watching this or if you're listening to this, it's not too late. You can get help.
Yes, you're good at guitar, but is it worth it?
Yeah, any one of those other band members will take you out of there. I promise. Okay. Well, I guess that's the end of this episode. Corey Feldman.
Legend.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. We're done. So, as usual, everybody check out our, you'll hear this on audio and we're on the YouTube. So you can find us on anchor.fm/ what is this blank. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of your favorite podcast listening sites. Just go to it, type in what is this blank in your search, and you will find us. We are on YouTube. We are blown up on YouTube. for three dudes doing a stinky little podcast, we have a total of almost 30,000 views. And that's not a joke. I mean, that's 30,000 total views.
I thought you were joking.
No. No, you guys didn't know that?
No.
We have close to out over all of our videos and our clips and whatnot, 30,000 total views. I mean, shit, 81 subscribers as of the record of this. And we've only
catching up to Ascension Millennium.
Yeah. You know, well, shit. It's not going to take us 7 years to get to 1.3. Go on.
We got to win back Mr. 82. I mean, I'm sorry, 82. I don't know what we did, but.
Yeah.
Dick.
Corey, was that you? Are you trying to hold that number 82 as leverage over us?
Leverage?
Leverage? Clearly they won't talk about me because they need an 80-second subscriber. Where else in the world will they find another subscriber if it's not me? All right. I'm calling it, boys. Check us out, everybody. Find us on everywhere, on places. Just search for us on the internet. And, you know, we're going to get the merch going again here pretty soon, hopefully. Trying to get that going. Trying to find some way to make a really cool commercial for y'all. It's probably going to go viral. That's going to get us our 1.3 million. Corey Feld. Guarantee it if I can get it to happen. Boobs make everything better. Goodbye. Bye.